It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
You're looking lovely this morning.
Thank you. I want to talk about how we can make our lives better in not much time.
I like this.
I know. We always say, I don't have time to do that. there's a quote by Dr. Rick Hansen, who wrote Buddha Brain. He's a neuropsychologist and meditation teacher, and he says, you really can nudge your whole being in a better direction every day. And I'm going to do a little parenthetical ad, and it won't take a lot of time. It doesn't have to take a lot of time.
Okay.
So here's why this came to mind. It was a New York Times article. I think it was in January. And the article by Dan Hurley was Breathing Versus Spacing Out. This was about meditation. And what was striking to me, there were several things about this, but there's studies now with the military. 12 minutes of meditation significantly improves their ability to attend to a task, to focus, to pay attention, to get the work done. That they stop doing the 12 minutes, it is measurably degraded. Isn't that wild? 12 minutes.
Verifiable.
And then there was graduate students with 10 minutes of meditation who, when they did the 10 minutes of meditation and then took the graduate, excuse me, these were undergraduates who did 10-minute meditations, and then they were taking the graduate record exam, which is what you do to get into graduate school. Those who did the 10 minutes a day improved their scores by 16 percentile points.
Oh my gosh.
So there's some return on investment in these 12 to 10-minute times. And what I'm talking about then, and what we're saying is meditation. And I've been sort of loose about this, and I want to be really clear that it really is turning your attention to the present moment, to inward. So it's not the same as spacing out. Like, you can have a meditative walk, but you can walk and space out,
mm-hmm.
daydream. And that's great. That's fine. It has a lot of merit, too. But it's not the same as something where, like, you repeat a phrase or that you're very aware of the present moment, the senses in your body, the smells, follow your breath. Visualizing a peaceful place, but just really in the moment, mm-hmm. as it were. So that's 12 minutes, 10 minutes maybe, a day. It's like, well, how could I just not do a little less? Could I do a little less screen time, mm-hmm. and get that 10 minutes?
Yeah.
When people do time management work, they say, gosh, if we could just bucket how much time we spend on our smartphones and our TVs, we could find easily 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, you know, over the years, CJ, you and I have talked about many, many things that mm-hmm. nudge us in a better direction. And most of them are under 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. And so if meditation is not something you still, I mean, I know I went into it kicking and screaming. I think it was about 20 years of people saying, you should try this before I actually tried it. Cause like, oh, I'm not the kind of person who can do that.
Yeah.
Well, I am now. But but if that's not your thing, then what about a gratitude practice?
Mm-hmm.
How many pieces of research have I brought in here to talk about how it affects your stress and your sense of well-being and your sense of possibility, even your schoolwork? And for you, CJ, how long does it take you to do your gratitude practice?
Oh, seconds. Seriously, yeah. Seconds. It's like I decide to do it and I can already feel the physical change.
How lovely.
In me. I get the same thing when I decide to meditate. It's almost an immediate physical benefit.
Yeah. Because your body knows that feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's familiar.
That's lovely.
And we're going there. Oh, yay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so thinking about three things I'm grateful for and why was one of the pieces of research that shows return on investment in time. And if you want to write it down, that may help it if it's stick a little bit more, mm-hmm. and then that might move it up to 3 minutes.
Yep, because some of us are very visual, so having the thought and then seeing it written out is helpful.
Might help it stick.
Yeah.
So we're talking again about something under 10 minutes. So you can do meditation for 10-12 minutes. You can do gratitude practice. The other thing that under a couple of minutes is to improve your response ability by Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor. She talks about how if you just wait, when you have a reactive thing that like something pushes your button, there's 90 seconds of emotion that physically washes through your body. If you're just present with that, noticing it, but don't like go on the ride with it.
Yeah.
Don't get on after 90 seconds. You have a lot of more capacity to be response able. mm-hmm. As opposed to reactive. Mm-hmm. And so the other thing, so it's just, that's 90 seconds. So in 2 minutes, I could be much more wise in my response and much less hooked into my less intelligent self that's reacting. Another quick thing, success journals. If you're trying to move in a certain direction, like be more kind or achieve a certain goal, that's something that could be help you remember, because it can be so frustrating because change is, especially the really big change, you know, not like changing your outfit, you know, it's mm-hmm. the big changes take persistence.
Yeah.
And something that helps with persistence is a success journal, where there's just those little teeny things. It could even be noticing I did the old behavior, but I noticed I did the old behavior. If I could write that in my success journal, that doesn't take a couple of minutes a day mm-hmm. to remember, okay, yes, I did, was reactive and I was not very skillful in my response, but I noticed it in the moment. That's something.
Yep.
So success journal. Yep. Okay, so here's the last and really, 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 really fast thing you can do every day. Centering. Wendy Palmer, who's a keto master, and I've talked about her before, and she's talked about how important it is to be able to feel in your body when you're centered, when your head, heart, and gut are aligned. And she has, I have this on my phone, a centering app that has 5-second centering practice. Now, it helps if you've practiced it some, but in 5 seconds, it maybe when you're learning it, a minute, where you go through this, just this little process where you breathe and you feel the space around your body and you allow gravity to relax you. And so in 5 seconds, you can do that. Now, if you don't know how to get 5-second centering, which would be a sweet thing to add to that after that 90-second wash of reactive pattern, then put that 5-second centering in.
Yep.
Think how much more grounded you'll be when you respond. If you don't have a practice right now for centering, then you can go on to the WTAP website and go on to the Community and Culture tab, which is kind of in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and Bringing Out the Best of Ourselves is a videotape of Wendy Palmer showing you how to do that centering practice. So if you don't have something currently and you want something that you can bring into your day, but again, it will only work if you keep practicing.
Right.
Right. So the question is, if I can nudge myself and my whole being in a better direction every day, how could you possibly say you don't have time when you can center in 5 seconds or meditate in 12? So
perfect.
Let's find the time.
All right. Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, CJ.